Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm great.
My name's Lazo. That's Slim Fast. In the other room over there is Spots.
Spot. I do like Spots. He's clean today, though.
Yeah, today he is.
You know.
Spludgy McSplugerson over
there.
The
day isn't over. Don't tempt me.
Oh, that's true. But I'm willing to bet dicks to donuts that you you checked your pants today before you left, didn't
Absolutely
you?
Absolutely did.
Yeah. You took a look.
I sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
If you've never heard that phrase before, that's an old Papalazzi phrase used to say.
Lazo was confused. This was years ago. The saying, I think, is dollars to donuts. I bet you dollars to donuts or a dollar to donuts. Something like that. That's the actual saying. Lazo, I'd never heard it before. And this was like 20 years ago. And Lazo was like, what is it? I bet you. And he kept saying, I'll bet you dicks to donuts or donuts to dicks or I'll bet you.
My dad must have screwed it up. I don't know. That's, or else I remember it wrong.
Well, I love it. So I use it now. I use it with people that I'm not really all that familiar with. If I'm just having a casual conversation with a stranger about the weather, I'll be like, yeah. I'll bet you dicks to donuts at rain tonight. I'm serious. I really do. I
feel like that's what my dad used to say. I do. Like, I still believe that that's what he said. And then when you said, oh, it's dollars to donuts, I was like, oh, maybe he did say that. But I think maybe he got it screwed up. I think maybe he said dicks to donuts.
Let me make sure that's what it is anyways. But, yeah, I like the saying. I think it's one worth using.
And one spreading.
People know what it means. I mean, it'll catch them off guard the first time. But if you text it to someone, you'd be surprised how many people don't even ask you, what does that mean? Or what'd you hear that? Because I think part of them goes like, oh, that must be a saying. I don't know.
Speaking of texting, did you see the text
amongst the sports people today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that rude of me? Was it too early?
No, I thought it was very on brand. I thought it was on brand. Was Snow Cone on that?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Snow Cone.
All good.
He'd say, don't you understand? Nobody's texting anyway if I put him on it.
Read the room, man.
Yeah. No, I thought that it was on brand. Do you think that they were upset in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think there's been times where you've said something and you've probably thought to yourself, even if you wouldn't admit it, I might have gone too far.
Yeah.
I think you've probably thought
that
before.
I thought I did today because, you know, it's a big day for him.
Yeah, but you've already talked to him before today, right? Like one-on-one. Yeah. I talked to him before today. So we've said congratulations to him, right? So,
but today was the first day. So if you don't know, our old friend Danny Parkins used to do sports with us, took over after Nick Wright.
Yes.
Nick Wright does a TV show on FS1. Danny Parkins got a show there.
Yeah.
The morning show.
Yeah.
So congratulations to him. I don't see why FS1 just doesn't hire me as a talent scout.
At this point, right, they're just hiring everyone within that orbit. So
right.
The fact that Nick hasn't got his jobs is kind of
producers or something?
Something. I mean, I told him I'd be his assistant. I'd be a bad one, but I would be willing to be his assistant. I'll go pick up dry cleaning, get your coffee, whatever you need. You're at that level now.
I'd like to be just an executive producer. You guys run your ideas by me.
Sure.
You all use mine anyway.
Right. Title for the show would be great. I'm saying I'd even be a driver. I don't even have to be part of the entertainment industry. I'll just help you out in any way I can. He's if he's not at that level, he's at personal assistant level, isn't he?
I'm sure.
He's close. Like, would you say the other guys that he works with within that orbit, they're kind of the same level of fame and income that they probably have assistants?
I don't know.
I would think so.
No, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know what an assistant costs.
I don't either.
I think the guys who probably played sports do.
Yeah, I mean,
they got that money coming in.
They've got a lot of
money. Now they're making even more on TV, right?
Well, and there's certainly the financial advisors and those types of things. But I mean, like, just someone who runs errands for you, goes and picks up stuff, reminds you that you, like a personal secretary, essentially. I met a guy at a radio junket one time. I don't know why he was there, but that's what he did for a living. He was a personal assistant for celebrities. And he, I don't remember who he was a personal assistant for at the time, some guy from ER or something. But before that, for years, he'd been Reba McEntire's personal assistant. And I was like, how do you get into that? You know? And he's basically who you know.
I did watch, I mean, it was a documentary or some TV show, but it was Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
And so his personal assistant, even though he doesn't really call him a personal assistant, is a chef.
Okay.
So he has a chef that cooks meals for him, his wife, and his kids. And he's like, but they were talking to him and the chef was there. He's like, well, he's more than a chef. He takes the kids to school.
Like a nanny.
He does everything. But his main job is, and what he got his degree in and what he's great is cooking meals.
Sure.
But he gets the kids breakfast, makes sure they have lunch, makes a healthy dinner, healthy snacks, and if the kids need help with something, he's got them. So he's there, you know, from 6 a.m. till 10 at night.
So he's a nanny because nannies will prepare food a lot
of
times.
But I think,
so
you know,
sounds better.
So
you went to school to be a chef.
I think they probably hired him as a chef to start, is what it sounded like.
Okay.
But, and then, you know, the kids just ended up liking him and they're like, hey, would you do more? And he's like, yeah. I think that's how a lot of them probably get started. Anyway, Danny Parkin's show apparently is called The Breakfast Ball.
Yeah.
And I was like,
wait, is that right? Yeah, Breakfast Ball, right?
Yeah.
The Breakfast Ball?
Yeah, Breakfast Ball.
Hold on, that's right. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
By the way, it is Dollars to Donuts. Breakfast Ball.
Could have used a producer for that one.
Right. So I sent him that thing. I said, congratulations. Although I prefer Wendy's Breakfast Puck. And then there was nothing.
It could have been busy.
And then there was an LOL after that, and I said, yeah, what, too soon? Doesn't matter. I have to get over to Fazoli's and get their breakfast Pellini this morning. And then there's still nothing. So I think
they're probably busy. I thought it was funny. I didn't know if you needed me. Like, did you need me to come in there, you know, and give you a laughing emoji or something? Right. It feels a little forced. I thought it was funny, and I feel like they know you well enough to know it's expected.
Yeah, I'm going to email him again. Now I'm just going to push it now since they've...
No. If you're worried about it, then don't push it.
Oh, I'm going to push it.
Or maybe do. Sometimes if you're worried about something like that,
double
the best
down,
thing to
boss.
Do is to double down
double
and triple down.
Down.
If it doesn't work the second time, it usually works the third. You know what I mean?
Comedy comes in threes.
If you've ever been sitting there hanging on edge like, did I offend this person? Offend them again. Or
go
try
farther.
To. Yeah, go farther. Because eventually they'll have to laugh. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it works. But also, Nick is notoriously slow to respond to texts. He's a very busy person, and I assume now that
I just got my lunch shuttlecock.
Well, I didn't ask him about the name. Did you ask him about the name? Like, do they come up with the name? Does the network come up with the name? When you're on TV, do they say, here's what your show's going to be called? Do they ask you what you want your show to be called?
I don't know, because Nick's is first things first, and it's the fourth sports show on in the day. So it's like,
it made sense when it was on in the morning.
Well, it made a lot of sense, because it's like, hey, first thing, first.
Here you go.
I just Googled it, and the first thing I see is the Breakfast Ball, a golf blog based in Las Vegas.
Oh, no, I'm looking at an article about his Breakfast Ball show, Danny Parkin's Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports.
Well, I just searched the Breakfast Ball, that's what came
up. Yeah, no, just Breakfast Ball. Breakfast Ball, Danny Parkin's. So there you go. It leads off weekday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern. Is it? Breakfast Ball is a golf thing?
I see a Reddit thing here on opinion on Breakfast Balls, and this is r/golf.
Oh, so maybe it's a reference to golf. I don't know anything about golf.
Nick just texted back and said, hey, my show is called First Things First and starts at 3 p.m.
Hey.
It's part of the legacy of having a nonsensical name. And I said, we were talking about how dumb that is right now.
Yeah.
Your ears must have been burning.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And this is the Church of Lazo. I remember someone coming in one time. What do they call those people they used to hire? Consultants?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, why is that the name? We were like, I don't know.
Well, I remember why.
Well, no, I know. But remember at the time when she sat down and asked us about mm-hmm. it? And she's like, why keep calling it that? I'm like, well, I mean, that's been the name for a while. And she's like, well, you have nothing church-themed. You need more church. So literally we changed the intro and all that stuff because we'd had that meeting with her.
Right, yeah.
She's like, add some organ music. And
right.
We're like, okay, fine.
Whatever.
What does it matter?
We just call it that
Lazo's
because
ball.
Brother number 9, one of our first listeners, used to call in and say, preach, Lazo, preach.
Yeah.
Whenever I would go off on some political rant or rant of something.
It?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he would always call in and be like, hey, man, I just heard you rant for a while. I love it when you preach. I love it when you preach. I love it. And so
okay.
He would call in all the time when we were on at night. And we were just like, all right, well, we'll call it the Church of Lazo.
I remember brother number 9. I didn't know that story, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was like a Lazo is my savior, that whole thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
And that's how it took off. But she was just like, well.
Less music, more goddamn it.
That was the first sticker I think ever made.
Right? I remember being in the car during that break. When there was the whole, like, you can't say goddamn it on the radio. I was just picked up from school, and there was that whole break about you can't say goddamn it on the radio, and you just kept saying it over and over. Then you played Hot, Hot Heat, goddamn it.
Yeah. Never understood
I
the goddamn
where
it
I was
thing.
When that happened.
The guy, I just said it all the time. So I guess I've worked, I don't know. Maybe it's different. I worked in Detroit. I worked in Toledo. I worked in all over Florida. And, like, you know, I'd never run into a problem with someone complaining about goddamn it. Like, you just be like, ah, goddamn it. And no, like,
right. It seems like a minor.
I never heard anybody complain about it. As soon as I came here, I think I said it once or twice, you know, and then people were like, you can't say that.
I'm taking the Lord's name in vain, which I still don't understand.
I'm like, what are you talking
about?
I'm
asking God to damn something.
And then there's this guy who's been in radio, I guess, like promotions for radio for, you know, 40 years here, Bill. And he came up to me and he was like, you're not going to last here. They're going to run you out of this town.
Yeah.
If you say, goddamn it. And I was like, I think maybe you're wrong.
They get run out, but that surely
that
won't be
surely
the
won't be it. And so, you know, like me, I just double test everything.
Yep.
I'll do it more.
Yep. And a few days later, someone dropped off a stack. He went and bought them with his own money, a giant stack of stickers, and started putting them on cars. So.
Yeah. Said,
and there's that old church music. There you
less
go.
Less music, more goddamn it, I think is what they said.
That was the one. I wonder if there's still a car out there with that sticker on there. I doubt it.
I hope so, though.
I hope so, but.
I hope it's out there somewhere.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Danny Parkins, man.
How are you?
Man, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. All due to you, Laszlo. You could spot some talent.
Well, but I said that. I at this point, FS1 should clearly hire me as just a talent scout to just drive around, listen to radio, and find the one person who's actually pretty good at it. Because it's not easy to find. Most people are just horrible at it.
Yeah, well, you always say sports is easy, but we were able to figure out a way to parlay it into, I guess, I'm trying to be like Nick, fame and fortune.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. It has not really sunk in yet, boys, that this is happening.
Well, I want to ask you about, because I saw the announcement today, and we knew it, Danny Parkin's got a show on FS1 in the morning, and I was super excited, and then I saw the list of the shows come out, and it said Breakfast Ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, Danny.
We had to look it up.
Yes.
Did they just tell you that's what it's called? Or you're just like, you're too soon to make waves and be like, guys, you think about this at all? Or you just sit in that room and you're like, all right, I'm just going to go. They said, hey, we're thinking about calling it the Breakfast Ball. And because it's, you know, a new job, and I know how that is, you're like, man, that's a good idea. Breakfast Ball. Love it.
These guys are smart.
And you walk out there, you're like, this is the same stupid people that work in radio. Is that how it works?
That is not what I would say about my new employer at all. That is not a quote that I would like attributed to me. I am not agreeing with you in any way. What I will say is that you're a golfer. The breakfast ball is like you get a redo on one. So that's what I thought. And they're like, no, we're not calling. It's not about the golf. I was like, oh. Well, then you'll need to explain the concept of the game to me. So I was definitely a little confused initially. Also, hey, we're a morning show, so with your breakfast, whatever the case may be. But I will say what you
but
said.
But is it like breakfast? Is it like a have ball? A ball?
Yeah, like a gala.
Like, let's have fun? Or is it a breakfast ball, like the things we use in sports? Or
is it use in sports.
Or is it a gala, right? Like you and a couple debutantes? I don't know exactly how it works.
Yes, I will be doing the show in an evening.
You guys are all going to have a masquerade ball? You're all going to have those feather New Orleans masks?
Did they know when you told them that it was a golf thing?
That should have been the promo shot with those stick masks.
It's a ball. I just like the idea of the network not
Tom
knowing that it's
Cruise
a golf
behind
term.
It from that movie?
Eyes wide shut.
You guys are ruining this for me.
They don't listen. I'm positive of that.
Positive.
No. I'm not losing the job. I'm saying that now I'm going to see the logo and just be thinking that I should be wearing a mask like Nicole Kidman.
Well, you can make that happen.
Just bring it in there with you.
Yeah.
And then they say, like, well, be like, well, nobody explained it to me, so I just assumed.
You said it wasn't golf. So.
Yeah, right. It's not golf, and it's not that kind of ball. It's a sports ball. In the morning, you'll see the logo. The logo is great. But what is absolutely true is that when they pitched me on the show, like after I had signed and I didn't even know, like I'm just, hey, do you want a national TV show? My answer was yes.
Of course.
Like, you know, like, I had absolutely no input on anything. But then, like, after they pitched everything to me with, like, who was on the show, Mark Schlereth and Craig Carton, very excited about it, the name, the whole thing, they're like, so what do you think? I was like, guys, let's just get this show on the air. I'm just happy to be here. I'll start giving you feedback before when you actually prove to me that this is real. Because until this show is on the air, I don't really believe that they gave me a national TV show.
Right.
So then I'll start having some feedback on the name and who the hell's on it.
Well, Dan, I hate to tell you, it'd just be too late by then.
That's okay.
I mean, if you're thinking about what's the name of the show, you should think about naming it
before you
announce it. Now, it's just the breakfast ball, man.
And not the, just breakfast ball.
Breakfast. It's fine. Nick's show is first things first, and it's the fourth show of the day.
It's so stupid. Fine. It's like, he was like, well, I didn't want to change it. I'm like, why? It's not the same show. It's not at a different time.
It's not first anymore.
It's like third things third.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Listen, but does the name of the show hold him back in any way? Does it really matter?
I don't know. It's hard for me to
tell, but I mean, this is what I do know. You can't look at things and just say, like, it's a pie. And if we took this piece of the pie out and put this piece of the pie in, then it would work. What I do know is the name of the show isn't helping. You see what I'm saying? From a management perspective, I'm just like, this isn't helping you. Is it hurting? I don't know. But we could have come up with something that maybe helped. You see, that's the point.
That is your point. That is your point that you are willing to put your name on that I am not willing to put my name on. Mm-hmm. That is your point.
So what's it like being on TV after you've been on radio for so long? Like, you know, having to comb your hair and all that. Do you watch yourself?
Because the truth of the matter is, you used to come in here, you're the one guy I used to make fun of you about it, with bedhead.
Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that. But that's how, I mean, a lot of the radio people are that way.
I'm like, don't get bedhead, comb your hair or something.
Wrinkled clothes,
why
whatever.
Are you that kid in the sixth grade with bedhead?
Because I was a disgusting human being in Kansas City. And things are slightly changed now with a wife and two kids, but not really. I would, you know, comb my hair and put a little product in it before going to my radio show. But I would often still wear just a t-shirt and, like, athletic pants or whatever. So, yeah, man, it's weird. There's car services and a makeup department and a wardrobe lady. They buy all of my clothes, and then they got the wrong size, and they just returned them and bought more.
Your suit looked a little big when you were filling in a couple weeks ago. I mean, hopefully that's the one that they returned. I'm not trying to say that you look bad. I just thought that suit looks a little different than how they fit the other guys.
That was my suit. I've lost a little weight. Yeah,
okay.
But so no, these new things are, I hope, hopefully they'll fit. You guys can let me know. So what's it like to be on TV, dude? I don't know. I've done it like 6 times, and they gave me a show, and this one hasn't even launched yet. I definitely consider myself a radio person who happens to be on TV. The thing that is the most different, I assume, will be the paycheck.
Do you think you make more money than me now?
Yeah, I think now I maybe just cleared you.
Do you think you're better than me now?
Definitely not better. definitely not better. But
how does that? You said there's car stores. They come. So you moved to New York City. Is that where you're moving to?
Well, I'm in a hotel in New York right now, and I will be eventually buying a house in the suburbs. And yeah, I think I'll have a car service in and train home. So one way.
So,
car
but
service.
Do you jump in the car? And this is a real question. Do you jump in the car in like a t-shirt and athletic pants still, and then you get to the studios, and that's when they're like, "Hey, we picked out this suit for you today," and then you put it on, and then they comb your hair, and then you go out and do your TV show?
So, I mean, today I showered and did my own hair, but then wore just shorts and a t-shirt into work, and then you go upstairs 30 minutes before the show, and the lovely, her name is Christine, she has your outfit all picked out for you. And then you
now, do they tell you what, like, they want you to wear? Because obviously what you wear kind of gives off, at least on TV, clearly, a little bit of what your personality is. You, like, if you're in, like,
the Vice News guys wore casual clothes.
Right, if you see some of the sports guys come in and they just got t-shirts on and a jacket, right? And then other guys got on the full tie and everything else. It's kind of like, all right, what are we trying to give off with this look? Did they tell you we're doing the full tie and suit thing with you? Or did you want it?
No full suit and tie. Another thing that I'm just kind of along for the ride on. So I'm the guy in the sport coat on the show, and then the other two guys are not.
They should put you in a tuxedo for a ball. Seriously, because then the whole theme would come together. You wear a tux.
All of them in tuxes.
Everybody's in tuxedos. It's actual formal wear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool. No one else does that.
Yeah. People coming out and giving you breakfast hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah. So what's the, apparently you make more money than me now. What's the first thing you're going to go out and splurge on? You're buying a house in the suburbs? Or you're going to buy yourself a fancy car? I mean, they're driving you around. I mean, we're not talking private jet money yet, are we? But it's got to be
something you're celebrating
with. How are you going to celebrate?
Honestly, I'm house poor now. I'm probably just going to be house poor again in New York. A house. If I'm talking to you guys in 3 to 6 months and I'm in a house, that will be a massive success at this point.
Well,
so, yeah.
We couldn't be more happy for you. We couldn't be more proud. And we would love, I know you're going to be busy, but if you would be our new sports guy and just call every once in a while and talk about college football, because Nick knows nothing about college football. And
Nick? Did Nick get too big time for you guys?
Yeah, he big timed us. He just quit calling.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
I know, but I figured we got like a year before you big time us, which, you know, you're still at that point where you're like, I should call these guys. They were nice to me. And then like a year, year and a half, you'll talk to Colin Coward and Nick and all, and be like, why are you still calling those dumbasses? And eventually it'll taper off and you won't anymore and it's fine. And then, you know, the next guy that I thought that was going to be good, the kid in Houston now, he'll call me when he's doing middays at FS1.
Who's the kid in Houston?
What's that guy's name that I like?
Ron.
Ron, yeah.
Ron the show.
Who?
Ron the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's the next guy.
Oh, yeah, Ron the show Hughley.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yep.
Yeah, he is good.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I know.
What do you think you're talking to? You're talking to FS1 head of talent scouting.
All right. I know he's good. It's just going to take you guys about 3 years to find him, but he'll be there.
Okay. That's perfect. No, I won't get too big time for you guys, but, you know, I'll try to not be like Nick, but you guys can call me anytime.
All right,
will come on and talk with you guys.
Well, I appreciate
congrats
it.
Congrats again, man.
Congrats, and tell your family I said hello.
Yeah, I will. You're the best. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
See you.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We're getting ready to do the news, my man.
All right. You miss any part of the show, you can always listen to it on the podcast. It's available on the Odyssey app. Snowcone wrote this all down for me. Thank you.
Welcome.
Or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, etc. I did it right?
That's perfect.
I did good?
You did great. Thank you.
Good. There you go. Also, a podcast brought to you, of course, by Mitra-9.com. Go there and use the code word problematic.
Yep.
Get yourself a GoPack.
Don't forget our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. You can watch us live
right this very second.
See what we're doing off the air. And if you want to go back and watch it later, you can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if you joined him. Talk
to you
that way. We have a text line, too, 913-586-7989.
You did good.
Good job?
Yeah, good job.
Okay. We're going to do the news coming up. Big, exciting stuff to talk about, including something that we've already talked about a couple times, but it does keep getting a little funnier. I shouldn't say funny. You know what? I'm just going to put a pin in that. I'll not let you know what I was referring to as funny. I don't think that anyone dying is funny. But this investigation into Matthew Perry's death.
Well, sometimes it is, I guess.
Well, I guess it could be. You could probably give me an example, yeah.
It's hard to think of one.
But yeah. these doctors, the investigation into these doctors that they think. Did you see the text messages?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, those are pretty good. Also, what's with this maggot attack at the DNC in Chicago?
Insect attack.
Yeah, it was maggots.
What?
Yeah, somebody put maggots in people's maggots in somebody's food at the Hotel.
Left or right, yeah. Independent, whatever. You don't put maggots in people's food.
Don't mess with anyone's food. Just don't mess with food. That's it. Don't care if it's someone you know and hate personally. Don't mess with their food.
Don't mess with their food, because then I don't want to live in a world where you always got to think somebody messed with your food.
Right.
And the only way that we do that is if, no matter what side of any argument you're on, if we all say, hey, there has to be some civility. We're not going to cut in line,
I like that.
And we're not going to mess with people's food.
Yes.
Everything else, you know, hey, whatever.
It's fair.
No cuts.
Lazo says no cuts. I like the not messing with cars thing, too, but if we could stay with the food thing, if we can start there.
Baby steps.
Baby steps is a good way of putting it. We'll start with the food because that's the important thing. God, I remember it was like 20 years ago when people started calling in talking about all the things they'd done at restaurants when they worked at restaurants. I mean, I don't know. They could have been lying, but just the thought, some of it was way too specific, and it made me not want to go out and eat. What if you're like a cop and you show up to a restaurant in uniform and the place might not like cops, at least in the movies? In TV shows, you've seen where people mess with cops' food because they don't.
I've never seen that.
You ever seen that in a movie? Like, you know, Goodfellas? Or there's been multiple movies where
Goodfellas,
the cops.
Goodfellas? They mess with the cops' food?
Yeah, don't the cops come. One of those Scorsese movies, they spit in a sandwich. Remember? Hey, you mutta. It might have been Casino. I don't know. But I've seen cops' food get messed with in TV shows. I'm like, look, I don't care what you think. Cops, don't mess with their food.
No.
Cops
don't mess with prison guards. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with prisoners' food.
Yeah, no.
Like
fair.
It goes all the way down. Like yes. As far as it goes, just don't mess with people's food.
Yes. So, but we'll talk about someone potentially messing with food coming up here when we doom school. Oh, and also, are you one of the millions of men who just hates shelling out child support every month after month after month?
Well, I am. Telling me you got a cure for this?
I might have a cure for you. I might have a way out. Yeah, yeah. So you're gonna want to hang tight.
Yeah.
What's more chicken than f***ing with a man's automobile? I mean, don't f*** with another man's vehicle.
You don't do it.
It's just against the rules.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.